element, Ed Bousman, Lynchburg, Ohio, and the God is Just a Prayer Away radio broadcast. It is written, all the churches of Christ salute you. It is written, did I not see thee with him in the garden? It is written, of a truth thou art one of them, for thy speech maketh thee known. It is written, now Peter was sitting without in the court, and a maid came unto him, saying, thou also wast with Jesus the Galilean. But he denied before them all, saying, I know not what thou sayest. It is written, while he yet spake, the cock crew, and the Lord turned and looked upon Peter.
For God is just a prayer away.
And when he was gone out into the porch, another maid saw him, and saith unto them that were there, this man also was with Jesus of Nazareth. Then again he denied with an oath, I know not the man. And after a little while, they that stood by came and said to Peter, of a truth thou also art one of them, for thy speech maketh thee known. Then began he to curse and to swear, I know not the man. And straightway the cock crew. And Peter remembered the word which Jesus had said, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. When to anger I am stirred by a hasty, thoughtless word, and for a quick retort I'm ready, dear Lord, hold thou me steady. When I strive for naught but good, yet find myself misunderstood, folks to criticize so ready, dear Lord, hold thou me steady. If fortune crowns a brave endeavor, friends flatter me and call me clever, and pride inclines me to be heady, then, dear Lord, oh, hold me steady. When griefs and sorrows deep o'ertake me, my trusted friends seem to forsake me, still know I one whose love is ready to hold me close and hold me steady.
For God is just a prayer away.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, listen to this message from the Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ entitled The Denial of Jesus on Four Channels. Remember, Jesus said, Simon Peter, verily I say unto thee that this night, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. This night is worthy of note. Peter, you are going to deny me, and this is the night. Peter, it won't be long before you do it. It will be tonight. It was a very unusual night at that. There would never be another like it. Not only would this be the night of agony in the garden and trial of Jesus, but also it was the night when Jesus would wash the disciples' feet, the night when he would institute the Lord's Supper. It would be the only time in history that Jesus would be present in physical form at the supper as it was observed. This is the night. Peter would eat of the bread, drink of the cup, hear Jesus pray, hear him speak, sing the hymn, and then go out and deny that he even knew him. This is the night. Now we are in the same situation. Jesus said, I shall not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. Jesus is present in spirit when we observe the Lord's Supper. We too commune with him. We eat of the bread, drink of the cup, sing the hymn, pray the prayer, hear the word, and then all too many times the Lord is denied by us before the day is over in word or deed. Peter, this is the night when you will do it. Now let us tune in and see what happened. Recently, I saw the president on television making a speech. At his right was his wife, and his left was the governor of the state. I could see the face of the president and the face of the president's wife, but I could not see the face of the governor. So I switched channels, and then I could see the face of the president and the face of the governor, but I could not see the face of the president's wife. I switched channels again, and this time I could see the faces of all three. Then I continued to switch back and forth and tried to decide which one I preferred. You see, what you saw depended on the angle of the camera. The story of the denial of Jesus by Simon Peter is recorded by all four of the gospel writers, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. We get a different view of the story by switching back and forth to all four channels. One of the lessons the Holy Spirit is teaching us is a lesson of judgment. In Peter's denial, recorded 12 times, every angle is explored. It reminds us of instant replay. Let me look at that again and see if I saw what I thought I saw. On the day of judgment, the sins of the unforgiven sinner can be looked at from every angle, all sides, back and front, up and down. Even the motives of your heart are revealed. Perhaps a person would say, "Well, Lord, under the circumstances, I could not be expected to do any better." The Lord will say, "Let's look at that from another angle." Every aspect will be seen. The secrets of the heart will be made manifest, and the true motives of every heart revealed. The Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, "When the Lord comes, he will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and make manifest the counsels of the heart." Now remember, Jesus said, "Whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I deny before my Father and his angels." That is the message that will come through loud and clear on all four channels. First notice, Channel Matthew. According to Channel Matthew, a maid spoke to Peter and said, "Thou also wast with Jesus the Galilean." But he denied before them all, saying, "I know not what thou sayest." Ladies and gentlemen, if Peter could fall, if this could happen to him, it could happen to anyone. And that is the scariest thing of all. If it happened to Peter, it could happen to you. It could happen to me. Look at all Peter had going for him. Look at him walking on the water. Perhaps he gained courage to walk on the water because it was apparent the ship would sink anyway. So Peter might have thought, "Well, what have I got to lose? Why not try Jesus?" He had a courageous faith and yet denied the Lord. If it happened to him, it could happen to you. Remember, Jesus said, "All of you will be offended in me." It was not just Peter who denied Jesus. It was all of them that denied him. Listen to that again. "All of you will be offended in me." All of you includes you. And all of you includes me. Jesus knows that we are going to deny him. Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall. "I know not what thou sayest," he said. In our way of saying it, Peter said, "I don't know what you're talking about." The second denial was when another maid said, "This man also was with Jesus of Nazareth." And again he denied with an oath, "I know not the man." This time he put himself under oath. He said, "I swear I don't know him. I not only don't know him, but I will swear it on a stack of Bibles." The third denial is when they said to Peter, "Of a truth thou art one of them, for thy speech maketh thee known." Then began he to curse and to swear, "I know not the man." This time he added curses to his oath. Notice it says he began to curse and to swear. It seems that he repeated it several times for emphasis. It is a sobering thought that Channel Matthew, the denial of Jesus by Peter, began when he began to follow Jesus afar off. And that is the reason for defection of many a saint, following afar off. Ladies and gentlemen, I feel as though I should not say it, but it does seem to me that most of the membership of most of the churches I know are filled with people who are following Jesus afar off, a very far off. It is not a very pretty picture that we see here. Perhaps it will improve if we switch to Channel Mark. According to Channel Mark, the maid said, "Thou also wast with Jesus the Nazarene." But he denied, saying, "I neither know nor understand what thou sayest." In Mark, the denial is a little different. At first he says, "I not only don't know what you're talking about, I don't even understand you. What you are saying is a mystery to me." Mark is the only one of the four where Jesus said the cock would crow twice. The first crow is mentioned after Peter's first denial, and then the second crow after the third denial. The other three mention denial only after the third crow. The second denial is recorded when a maid said, "This is one of them." And we are just told that he denied it. The actual words of the denial there are not given. The third denial is mentioned when we are told that they said to Peter, "Of a truth thou art one of them, for thou art a Galilean." And he began to curse and to swear. Notice Mark says, like Matthew, that he began to curse and to swear. "I know not the man of whom ye speak." This time we learn what Matthew meant when he said, "Of a truth thou art one of them, for thy speech maketh thee known." You see, Peter had a Galilean accent. Jesus was called the Galilean. Peter talked like Jesus. He had the same accent. At this time, he had put on a great performance in three denials to convince them that he was not a disciple of Jesus. May it be that we will develop, as we follow Jesus, the Galilean accent, and people will identify us with Jesus. On the day of Pentecost, Peter regained his Galilean accent. The audience that day said, "Are not all these that speak Galileans?" Ladies and gentlemen, we hope as we preach the gospel that people will say of us, "This man also was with Jesus the Galilean." I don't have to talk with people very long before I can tell whether they have the Galilean accent. If I hear such non-biblical terms as diocese, synod, my denomination, Ash Wednesday, Maundy Thursday, Lent, it doesn't sound like a Galilean accent to me. But since I am no man's judge, I would not say they don't know Jesus. But I do think by their accent, they sound like foreigners. Let me say to you in my Galilean accent, I will do the best to imitate Peter. He said to the penitents on the day of Pentecost, "Repent ye and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Now, ladies and gentlemen, here is another example of Peter's Galilean accent. He said in his first epistle, "If any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed." That was a dead giveaway that he had a Galilean accent. Notice he did not say, "If any man suffer as a member of any particular denomination, Protestant or Catholic, let him not be ashamed." Peter said, "Of being a Christian." He definitely had a Galilean accent. Here is one more example among many of Peter's Galilean accents. He said, "There is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." This was a perfect imitation of Jesus, the Galilean himself, who said, "No one cometh unto the Father but by me." Now notice that Matthew and Mark both mention that Peter began to curse and to swear after the third denial. While Luke and John do not mention the curse at all, it is still not a very pretty picture. Perhaps if we switch to another channel, we can get a better view. How about going to channel Luke? Jesus told Peter that Satan had asked for him that he might sift him as wheat. The devil wanted to strain him through a sieve. The devil knows how to sift us. If there is any weak spot in our character, be assured, the devil will find it. The first denial was when a certain maid saw him as he sat in the light of the fire, and looking steadfastly upon him said, "This man also was with Jesus." Notice she said, she looked steadfastly on Peter. She stared at him as he sat in the light of the fire, as though she was thinking, "I don't believe this, that one who had been with Jesus would be sitting here. What is he doing here?" He denied, saying, "Woman, I know him not." The second is when a man saw him and said, "Thou also art one of them." To this he said, "Man, I'm not." On the third denial, according to Luke, it was about an hour later when one confidently affirmed, "Of a truth, this man was with him, for he is a Galilean." Peter's denial this time was, "Man, I know not what thou sayest." In other words, Peter says again, "I don't know what you're talking about." Hear him as Luke makes it very definite, "I know him not." Then, "I am not." After this, "Man, I know not what thou sayest." At that moment, the cock crew. And Luke says the Lord turned and looked upon Peter. Jesus looked around and caught Peter's eye. Then Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he said, "Before the cock crow, this day thou shalt deny me thrice." When Peter denied the Lord, Luke tells us that the Lord turned and looked upon Peter. Peter went out and wept bitterly. But after the resurrection, the Lord said, "Tell my disciples and Peter that I go before them into Galilee." And Paul, in telling of the appearance of Jesus after the resurrection, tells us that one appearance was to Peter by himself. Jesus made a special appearance to Peter alone. We are not told what was said. Perhaps when we get to heaven, we can ask Peter what they talked about. It no doubt will be a thrilling story. What an encouragement for us, too. We must repent when we as Christians fall, and like Peter, the Lord will receive us back. When we repent, then we, like Peter, through the reading of the word and prayer, can meet the Lord and have a little talk with Jesus and talk things over with him. There is a tradition that the Apostle Peter always wept every time he heard the rooster crow. Perhaps that finds a place in your conscience. As for me, I have heard the rooster crow many times. In fact, I hope as the time goes by on this planet, the time will not dull my spiritual ears to the crowing of my personal rooster. Things don't look any better, so perhaps we had better turn to Channel John. According to Channel John, the first denial of Jesus by Peter was when the maid said, "Art thou also one of this man's disciples?" "I am not." The second denial is when others said to him, "Art thou also one of his disciples?" And his denial is recorded, "I am not." John says this happened at a fireside. It was cold, and they had made a fire of coals, and they were warming themselves. and Peter also was with them, standing and warming himself. Ladies and gentlemen, we are social creatures, and if we lose the fellowship of the saints, the devil will see to it that we will have a fireside to get warm. When a person removes himself from the fellowship of the saints, they usually get cold to spiritual things, such things as a daily reading of the Word of God leaves them absolutely cold. I have heard it said that when people are freezing, they get drowsy and fall asleep. And if they fall asleep, to fall asleep is to die. Some folk are in a fatal, spiritual deep freeze. The third denial was described Peter as he stands and warms himself as one of the servants of the high priest. A kinsman of him whose ear Peter cut off asked him, "Did I not see thee with him in the garden?" This time the words are not given, it just says that he denied. Luke says Peter sat at the fireside, and John says for the third denial, he was standing with them. Standing at the fireside of the enemies of Jesus. What a place for an apostle to stand. Where do you stand in your witness for Christ? Years ago, a chaplain of the United States Senate, in his prayer before the session began, prayed that the Senate would be saved from those who stood for nothing and fell for everything. That is an appropriate thought for the servants of the Lord today. Most of our membership today don't stand for anything and fall for anything and everything that comes along. Where do you stand on the inspired Word of God? Do you believe Peter when he said, "Holy men spake from of old, as they were moved by the Holy Spirit"? The servant of the high priest said, "Did I not see thee in the garden with him? You are the fellow who pulled out a big long knife and cut my brother's ear off. I'd remember you anywhere. I saw you with him in the garden." Peter denied it. Does that ring a bell in your conscience? Did I not see thee singing the hymns in the assembly of the saints? And where is this that I find thee now, looking at a pornographic magazine or a pornographic movie? Did I not see thee serving at the table of the Lord? And where is this that I find thee now? Listen to John again. "I am not." After two flat-out statements like that, it is no wonder that John does not record the third denial. To state that he denied was enough. There it is on all four channels. Jesus said that he would deny him three times. It is recorded 12 times. 10 times the actual words are given, and the other two times it is stated that he did it. Mark and John mention two denials, leaving out one. Matthew and Luke mention all three. Matthew and Mark mention curses and oaths, and Luke and John do not. The denial of Jesus by Peter is covered from every angle. Every view is there. Only three denials, but it is recorded 12 times. It is held up and scrutinized from every possible angle. This night, Peter, you will do it. This is the night. It seems that the Holy Spirit is trying to tell us something. If it happened to Peter, it could happen to us. It could happen to you. It could happen to me. And this is the message that comes through loud and clear, according to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, as we view the denial of Jesus by Simon Peter on all four channels. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to another God is Just a Prayer Away radio broadcast, brought to you each week at the same time by Churches of Christ and Christian churches who are concerned about your soul's salvation. The address: Ed Bousman, Bousman, Post Office Box 511, Lynchburg, Ohio 45142. Only as you reach back to us with your letters of support can we reach out to you with the gospel as it was preached in the days of the apostles. The address again: Ed Bousman, Post Office Box 511, Lynchburg, Ohio 45142. Check out our website, edbozeman.org. Praise the Lord, pass the ammunition. Tell somebody, somehow and in some way, that God is just a prayer away.